Good morning, my friends. Today we continue with the 9 principles of mindfulness. I hope these give you a way of thinking about your practice and the principles that underlie a mindful way of life. I've noticed for me that sometimes it is helpful to have labels, something to call what I am doing or what I am hoping for, or where I'm sitting right now. And in this spirit, I offer you these 9 principles that are familiar to most all mindfulness teachers and practitioners. We've talked about beginner's mind, patience, non-judging, and non-striving in our last 4 meditations. And today we begin to focus on what is called letting go, or as Jon Kabat-Zinn calls it, letting be. The truth is that learning how to let go and sit with the present moment is at the core of mindful living. It occurs on both a physical and muscular level, and also in an emotional level. Clinging and pushing away, both natural human instincts from a very early age, are both reactive states that keep us away from mindful living. So what does it mean to let be? Essentially, this refers to an open, relaxed, non-judging acceptance of what is. It requires no action, rather a mindful being with things just as they are. Thich Nhat Hanh suggests that our perceptions and our beliefs are the ground that is fertile, out of which all of our afflictions arise. His term for letting go sounds more active. He says, letting go is throwing away notions and ideas that are the base of our suffering. We become fixated on ideas and insist on certain agendas for how life is supposed to move, as though it would be a great threat to let it go. If you have been practicing beginner's mind and patience, you already have some insight into the reality that this, in fact, is not true, even though it feels that way. In truth, our lives do not depend on clinging to a life raft of our beliefs, agendas, or our worldview, even though these are precious to us. In fact, the fixed points that we are striving to achieve or become turn into a trap that keeps us away from experiencing the present moment and all of its possibilities. So let us sit, steadying your body in that comfortable position that supports you. As you breathe in, allow that breath to move through your body, and notice how it expands every part of your inner body, your muscles, your organs, your veins, your blood flow. Allow your imagination to really feel this as it happens. And on an out-breath, a long, slow out-breath, allow yourself to release that expansion and let all those parts simply rest in their natural size, shape, and way of moving. Allow yourself to know that your body, breath, muscles, organs, blood flow, all of it requires holding on and letting go over and over again. And perhaps this is most evident in the in-breath and the out-breath. Allow yourself to breathe and simply become aware of the holding on to the breath for a few seconds at the top of each breath, and the slow and gradual letting it go as you release that breath. This is what letting go feels like on a physical level, which then translates into letting go on an emotional level. Breathe in. Hold on, breathe out. Allow yourself to continue that experience for the next few moments. And pay very close attention to what that is like. There is a teaching tale about a practice in India that is often taught by the masters of spirituality there. It is told that there's a method of catching monkeys that involves cutting a small hole in the top of a coconut and then attaching that coconut by a wire to the base of a tree. A banana is put inside the coconut, and when the monkey slides its hand in to get the banana and holds onto it tightly, its closed fist is too big to slide back out. The monkey will not let go of that banana, and so that monkey becomes trapped and loses its freedom. We humans become trapped in a similar way when we refuse to let go. We become unable to move on to what may be a new and better situation or way of thinking by holding on stubbornly to what we want. We get caught by our own desire, by our own attachment to things that must be a certain way. We do the same thing over and over, expecting different results. In the 12-step programs, this is called the definition of insanity. As always, we begin right where we are. In this present moment, take this moment to bring to mind something that you tend to hold on to vigorously, a reaction of avoidance or attachment. Anger is a symptom of holding on. Although some anger is certainly justified, when it turns into repetitive thinking over and over, it becomes a trap, and we lose our freedom because we are unwilling or unable to let go. It is easy, certainly for me, to get stuck like a monkey with a banana in the coconut when I feel passionately about something. There's nothing wrong with passion, to be sure, nor is there anything wrong with anger. What is wrong, when it is wrong, is insisting that the outcome be a certain way, or else. Or else what? Well, that's the question. Because when we're holding on, we just won't have it be any other way. So we never know what else. And so, my friends, that is why letting go is a fundamental principle of mindfulness. Imagine a moment of passionate holding on that has occurred inside of you recently. Remember how it affected you, maybe how it trapped you in anger, anxiety, or defense. And on your out-breath, imagine loosening your grip. Imagine holding that belief in the palm of your hand with your fist tightly around it. In fact, right now, close your fist around that belief that's in the palm of your hand. Squeeze it tight. Don't let it go, no matter what. Tight. And on the next in-breath, breathe into that hand. Breathe into those fingers, and on the out-breath, just simply relax them. Just relax them. And feel the muscles and the mind connected, letting go. Practice letting go of tight beliefs as you go through life. That does not mean to become passive. It means to stay free while being active, holding things loosely, calmly, knowing that to let go and let be moves us from the developmental stage of egocentric living, my way, my way, my way. And as we practice this action from time to time, it becomes a way of moving in the world, mindfully. Look for those opportunities today, my friends, and tighten your fist and let it go. Namaste. Amen.